Hello, my name is Chris and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. And I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Elton Henry?
This is him.
Thank you very much. And to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
30 years in union.
Thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Is it stone mason, cement mason, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, bricklayer, a tile or marble finisher, mason helper or finisher, tile setter, marble mason, refractory bricklayer, plasterer, PCC restoration?
Bricklayer and stonemason.
Thank you very much. We do have them in two different categories. Which one would you want me to record?
Bricklayer.
Bricklayer, thank you. And on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, a journey or level mechanic, apprentice, finisher or helper, or improver?
A journeyman.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No, I'm retired.
Okay, thank you. And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
I'm not out of work. I'm retired, so.
Okay, that's fine.
It's been
then.
2 years.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thank you. And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
There's more.
Thank you. And do you get the sense that there are fewer construction union projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same as last year.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
What'd you say on that one?
Yes. Yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work
no.
on the union projects?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
I haven't worked in the last 12 months. I've been retired, but there's always been a steward on the job.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, privately, through federal government, or do you not know?
The federal government.
Thank you. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
Both the same.
Thank you. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Get better.
Now, we're going to switch gears a bit. Thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Is it dust or air quality, COVID-19, fall risks, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job?
Yeah, don't really have no safety concerns.
Thank you. Now, yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
And now for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Picketing?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
Thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on, regularly, occasionally, or never?
They occasionally come out when I was working. Like I said, I ain't worked in over 12 months, so.
Thank you. And changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. The list that we have is friends and neighbors, local TV news programming, radio, internet or social media, print or online newspapers, and cable news. Now, please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source that you are most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source that you are least likely to get your news from. So, okay. Which one is the first?
I just don't even remember what the first one you said was.
let me get it once again. Friends okay. and neighbors. Local TV news programming, radio, the internet or social media, print or online newspapers, or cable news.
Okay. Number five's, number five.
Oh, which one?
For the first one.
Friends and neighbors is the last one?
Yeah.
And what about your first news source? The one that you're most likely to get your news from?
The paper or the cable news.
Cable news. And a second would be print or online newspapers?
Yes.
After print and online newspapers, is it more likely for you to get your news from the local TV news programming, radio, or the internet or social media?
Local programming.
Thank you. After local TV news programming, is it more likely for you to get your news from the radio or the internet or social media?
Radio.
Radio. And then... the list would go as follows then. Your first news source would be cable news, second, print or online newspapers, third, local TV news programming, fourth, radio, fifth, the internet or social media, and sixth, friends and neighbors. Does that sound right?
Correct, yep.
Thank you. Now, which cable news network is your preferred news source? Is it CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, another news channel?
NBC.
MSNBC, thank you very much.
Yeah.
And which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Immigration, foreign policy, support for labor unions, jobs and the economy, the environment, education, healthcare, or something else?
Healthcare.
Thank you. And as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment on prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say that it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that federal elected officials support it?
Somewhat important.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe that the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the David Bacon Act?
The Republicans.
Thank you. And now, as you may know, and the United Auto Workers are also known as the UAW, and they are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
GM, Ford, the Auto Workers, I'm at. Sorry about that.
Don't worry. And do you support that side somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Thank you. Now, please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall?
Approve.
Okay. And do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
What about the job he has done in foreign affairs?
Somewhat approve.
And healthcare?
Somewhat approve.
What about immigration?
Disapprove.
And is that disapprove somewhat or disapprove strongly?
Somewhat. Yeah, somewhat.
Thank you. And what about the job he has done on the economy?
He's working on it. I even forgot what the answers were. Somewhat.
Do you
okay, somewhat. Yeah.
Somewhat approve it or disapprove
it? Approve it.
Okay, there you go. And what about support for labor unions?
Yes, I strongly approve it.
Thank you. And do you disapprove or approve the way Congress is handling its job?
Disapprove.
And somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Now to change a bit in the topic, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Strongly, I will vote.
Okay, thank you. The options that we have is almost certain and probably.
Almost certain.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yes.
And turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you rate it as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the International Union? Would you rate it as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, and just to make a pause, I just want to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there.
Okay.
Now, how could the union best improve its representation and service? It's open-ended. I can type your answer.
Right. I don't know. Just show up more and, you know, take care of business when they come on the job. They're a little bit too lenient sometimes.
So, let me get, because I didn't hear you the first thing you said, but I did hear take care of business when they come to the job because they are too lenient sometimes. And too lenient for the workers or on the job?
The job.
What's on? On the job. Sometimes. So, take care of business when they come to the job because they are too lenient on the job sometimes.
Right, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? Or what is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Probably pay raises like the auto unions are getting.
Pay raises and the auto...
Yep. Like,
okay. And pay raises. Something else that you would like to add, or is that it?
No, that's good. Like that, I'm not working or nothing, so.
Okay, thank you. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Mail, union meetings, job site, email, text messages?
Mail.
Thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? 4 or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
4 or more times a year.
Thank you. Now, in these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Or what?
Oh, what are the designations there are?
I'll say a Democrat.
Okay, thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Not a very strong Democrat.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
My,
white. Ethnic. Okay, thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Elton, E-L-T-O-N.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. You've been very kind, and we appreciate your participation, sir.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.